I was in a conversation with another pastor recently, and he shared with me something that he said, I think this is common, and it's not just me. And I'm like, yes, you're right, it is. And it's, and I remember having this thought years ago where he's sitting in his parents' house with his family, his wife, his two little kids, mm-hmm. and he's saying, when do I get, like in his own head, like, when do I get to grow up? I don't feel like I'm a man. I'm like in my 30s with a family, but somehow I'm still not a man in our society. Yeah. Why is that? Who's going to give me permission to grow up?
Exactly.
Loss of rites of passage mm-hmm. is part of what's caused this. But the idea then is really wrestling with, like, I'm not going to get a rite of passage. Mm-hmm. But when people see me, they see not a boy, but a man, right? And as a result, they see a whole bunch of other stuff that I have, that I am, that I've earned, that I've become, that I've done. And that brings a certain assumption from them to the conversation, which I've basically denied exists. Mm-hmm. And I need to accept that it exists so I can truly engage the conversation for their good. And if I don't accept that it exists, that, you know, as a mid 40-year-old man, with a certain level of worldly success, when a younger man sees me, he sees someone to look up to. If I can't acknowledge that, I can't then help him.
Yeah.
I'm afraid of him instead, right? Owning your position in the place. And so if you're a man in a healthy society, you're going to have respect by walking in the door. You can lose the respect. You know,
absolutely.
Right? But you're going to, a big dog walks into the room and everyone goes, oh, there's a big dog. They don't go like, they acknowledge the big dog. You have to, they don't ignore it.
Right.
That's a big dog. I got to keep an eye on that thing. You know, is mm-hmm. it that, and that's what men have happen. And that can then, that knowledge can be used for good or evil. You can be like, well, I'm the big dog. I'm going to take advantage of this. That's not the idea. Mm-hmm. Right? The idea is, if I'm the big dog, then I'm the shepherd.
Right.
Right. So, yeah.
That leads me to something that I have thought of several times. As our kids have gotten older, I've realized, and then I've gotten older too, I've realized how much mentally I'm just still back in like my 20s or college, you know? I just haven't really mentally progressed past that stage. Yeah. And is that just our generation, or does everybody experience that?
No, it's just us. It's our lack of rites of passage. It's our lack of tradition that has remained. So much has been taken away. We don't know who we are anymore. And the boomers have never passed on the torch. So their generation, whether for incompetence or malice, I do not know, failed to parent, failed to pass forward,
right?
Still wants to hold on as if they're 20.
Okay, I see that. But then, so we talk about, you know, that it's not incompetence, it's just lack of preparedness.
Ignorance.
Maybe that generation has had. And then I look at the results of our generation raising kids. And some horrific things are happening in our public schools. I just was given
crazy
news from...
Yeah, I heard it last night too.
I was like...
Yeah.
We can't complain about the boomers. They never required special corners for that action in classrooms.
Yeah, no. That was pretty nuts, huh?
This is gross.
Yeah.
Like, our generation is messed up.
But who are the ones that are the school administrators that are making this happen? It's the boomers. So you're right. So the...
You're right. They never did pass the baton.
They have not passed the baton.
Whoa.
They're the ones controlling the system still. Okay. So because a good leader would say no to the weird parent.
Absolutely.
Right? And I'm not... And the people who are in those leadership positions right now are... Some of them are Gen X. Mm-hmm. Me. Right? Very few are millennial. Those are the teachers who have been brainwashed to be like, this is our agenda as communists, but we can't say so. And so there is that. But that's not everybody either. There are teachers who are like, this is wrong, but mm-hmm. I will lose my job if I don't do that. And I have all this debt because I went to school because I was told to, and my parents, they're having a good time in Florida right now. And like,
yeah.
Right. So it's still,
it's a huge snowball.
The boomers, but we have then, 5 more years of boomer rule.
But then it's like the boomers didn't just make themselves, like they were made. How?
TV.
What happened?
TV.
Okay.
TV. What entered the family? TV. Well, I'm just saying this, but what yeah,
that
changed?
Makes sense.
What changed? Their parents had a certain view of the world and yeah. the kids do not. What changed? A third parent.
Yeah.
There's a exactly. third parent who's more powerful because dopamine is a
yeah.
drug.
No, that makes total sense now. Okay. Yeah.